Episode 21 of this Warriors Life podcast. I'm Will Evans here with Brad Larkin. Bro, pretty low ebb of the 2019 season we find ourselves at. I don't want to say the lowest ebb because there's been some pretty ordinary ones, but it's definitely down there.
It wasn't the time to come out. They have that performance once a year, and this is not when this is not when it should happen. That's horrible timing.
Well, any sort of sympathy or anything like that for the refereeing decisions against the Eels went out the window when you back it up with something like that. Cameron George came out and said, if there's any team or club that's gonna show something on the back of some adversity, it's ours. That didn't age very well. It was probably one of the most feeble performances by any team this season.
Oh, it was terrible. I have to say, though, all the big teams did flex a muscle on the weekend.
Yeah, they certainly did. I kind of feel like Canberra didn't have to get, as good as they were, didn't have to get out of second gear, though. They were just, it was a training run for them, and 30-0 at halftime. Put the cue in the rack in the second half a bit, but still scored 3 tries to 2, and yeah, 46-12. Final score is what we came out with. Looked defeated as soon as Adam Blair dropped it in the first set of the game. You just thought, here we go. They're on their heels for the next 10 minutes. Guys getting palmed off, you know, front rows for Canberra running like, you know, centres and wingers and offloads galore. It was pretty ugly.
It sucks. There's nothing else but that game just sucking. I don't even know what to say about it, to be honest. It's pretty much, that's it. That's the season gone. Especially, their for and against is one thing they had in their favour. And that's blown out the window a bit now as well.
Yeah, I guess our for and against is only really relevant against the Broncos, as far as finishing on the same points as any club. They got a bit of a touch up as well from Melbourne, but to see them winning all five games, which is what they need to do to make the finals, it's a pipe dream, given what they served up there and the caliber of opposition they got coming up, and the way they're performing at Mount Smart, 6 on the trot, and they've all been horrible, horrible losses. Why would you turn up to see them? Why would you go all the way out to Penrose, catch the train or get an Uber or whatever, sit in the cold and watch that sort of garbage being dished up?
Yeah, how are those fans that do? Those guys that can just get back into it the next week, still be a team. Those poor buggers, like this team... it's just terrible at the moment. And there's no real changes this weekend either.
Well,
backed up with any sort of wholesale changes. What, they're going to run the same mugs out there to friggin' slop around the field again? That game was the biggest game of the season, and that's how they turned up.
Yeah, there was nothing. It was pretty, just no backbone whatsoever. Some of the selection calls backfired hard. Jazz Tavanga at hooker, as much as I love him as a player, doesn't work at hooker. Showed it by giving Adam Blair a pretty ordinary pass in the third ruck of the game, and that set the tone for the whole game. Left him on for way too long at hooker. Blake Green had an absolute mare. His kicking game is awful. I don't even want to say it was awful, because it's been awful for quite some time. And, you know, If Sean Johnson, I'd hate to bring this up again, but if Sean Johnson even played half as bad as Blake Green did the other night, he'd be dragging him through the streets of South Auckland.
Right. I think it's time for Greeny to have a little rest. Has he got another year on his contract?
Another year.
He's just hit his use by date, I think. Andy got that star next to him.
We talked about it before. He's played his whole post-Super League career with alongside Kronk, Cherry Evans and Johnson. Now that he's the main man, it's a bit harder for him. But positives, Chanel was good. 2 tries and just showed a lot of effort, dropped off a lot of tackles, but at least showed that he wanted to be there.
Yeah, exactly. And if he dropped, everyone must have dropped off tackle. They missed nearly 60 tackles, I think. It was 58 tackles or something. So he wasn't the only one. Yeah, he's getting stuck in still. He is getting stuck in. I wouldn't mind seeing Kieran come in as well and just start those two halves. Got nothing to lose for the rest of the season. Let's have a look at what this squad can do.
To see Kearney select this team, so Cody and Carl Lawton both out injured. All that he's done is bring in Adam Kerr and move Shanae Harris-DeVita to 5'8", and to start at 5'8". Lingi Sowes come onto the bench. Sam Lasorne has come in for Josh Curran, who went okay on debut. Pretty hard to fathom that call.
Yeah, exactly. It just sums it up. They bring all that shit that went through last Friday. They drop Curran, who done nothing wrong and should be getting more experience, and bring in friggin' Lasone and Sato. They've done nothing all year. Who cares if I don't know this dude? Give something new. At least if it's new and it fails, it's like, oh, well, we tried. But they just keep trying the same shit.
Yeah. To drop only the person who made his debut, who was actually kind of eye-catching on debut, for him to be the only player actually dropped from that performance was pretty spineless, I thought. Coaching staff.
Yeah, it's not going to do the young fella any good at all.
No, well, hopefully he's still on the extended bench. He might come in a late change again like he did last week. Lasorno's offering almost, nothing. Certainly not enough to justify him coming back in ahead of Curran, unless it was an injury.
We're not saying they're shit, but they just don't deliver any more than someone else might be able to.
No. I watched most of the Canterbury Cup game the next day, to see who was down there, the reserve graders. I can't understand Livaha Polu still being left out, particularly with Isaiah Papali kind of battling out there, really.
He is just treading water at the moment, that kid.
He's working hard as he can, but he's not offering much at all. Watch Polu on Saturday. Steams into open space against Mounties like a fleet-footed centre, and positions his winger to finish off a 60-metre try.
Yeah,
And that's the kind of thing they need, because they're such a slow pack.
They just need something off-centre. They don't need someone to just something a little bit different that offers just a fraction more. Every person they bring in is the same thing. They run, hit, spin. Run, hit, spin.
Yeah.
It's just painful.
Adam Pompey was okay against in the reserve grade on the weekend, but surely he's got to come in for Beale or Ashford. They're doing 2/10 of FA, those two. Ashford's retiring. Well, why persevere with him? Hayes Perham was at 5'8", but he's, you can just tell he's an all-rounder who has a real dig, and he's a live wire. So he's had a couple of runs at centre in reserve grade. Give him a go at centre.
Yeah, I'd even have him as the utility.
Yeah.
Run Kieran and Tevita Harris. Perrin as a utility on the bench.
Yeah. So we've got Tavanga starting at hooker again, with only Adam Kieran to come onto the bench. Given what we've seen from Kearney so far, I can barely see Kieran getting more than 25 minutes, so it's going to be an absolute bloodbath out there with Tavanga at dummy half for that much of the match, unless he's willing to take a punt on Kieran defending in the front line and playing hooker for half of the match or more.
What would Green go like at hooker?
I don't know. I think he's too slow, to be honest.
He's actually, his pass is horrendously slow, isn't it? Justin Marshall.
Could he even make it to dummy half each time?
Yeah, true. Poor Greeny.
Him as a player, he's just gone off the boil compared to last
year. He's gone off the boil, and there's people that I'd like to see have another opportunity at the moment. Surely he could agree. He wouldn't argue with saying, come on, I might give this guy a run for a couple of weeks. You look tired.
Yeah.
If you're any sort of human being, you'd understand you're not at the top of your game.
A couple of other guys that caught my eye in reserve grade. Lewis Seuss-Meyer, he's a big winger. I'm not sure if the Warriors can actually use any more players because they've gone up to 30. I'm not sure what the story is now with the, if it's still the second tier cap situation or whether you sort of need to apply for dispensation to go over 30 players, but they've used 30 now. Karen was their 30th.
That's such a shit rule. I just don't understand. Why does that even need to be a rule?
Yeah, I guess it is a salary cap situation. I'm not, I know only one club last year, the Titans, used over 30 players. I'm sure it used to happen a lot more. So, yeah, not quite sure what the go is there, but...
Isn't it good how shit the Titans are? They're way worse than the Warriors.
Yeah.
They are a terrible team. So, one thing that, if I can take any sort of pleasure out of the Warriors being so bad, at least there's a team way worse than them. They're not the worst.
Yeah, the Dragons are making me feel pretty good about myself, too. Not the Bulldogs, though.
Bulldogs.
Chalking up upsets, yeah. Man.
Yeah, no, they got a bit of heart.
Mm.
I
guess we've covered off that as much as we can bear. I know I caught up with Tally, our resident Raiders fan, on Sunday. He was saying hopefully that this will change Larkin's tune about the Raiders and his anti-Green Machine agenda.
Sorry, Cal, ain't gonna happen, sunshine.
Yeah, if you don't like a team, you don't like them. Getting belted by 30 points when they thrash a team by 30 points, that's not going to change it.
No. I just don't even know. Right, let's run through. If we could have a Warriors team right now for this weekend, who would you take? Fullback is
Roger.
Ken?
Yeah, Ken, obviously. Other wing, would, given Foss is still out injured, I'd give Lewis Suzumiya a go.
Little Suze Mia, or Oppe, we'll bracket those two. Centre, you got Hiku's doing well.
Hiku's, he's having a good year. I'd chuck Perham in there, or maybe Kieran. He's a New South Wales Cup centre of the year last year, but I'd like to see Perham, what he can do there.
I'd just about go that Curran, I think.
At centre, interesting.
Not Curran, who'd you just say, sorry?
Kieran.
Kieran, yeah. He's a centre.
It was centre of the year in reserve grade for Penrith last year.
Shit.
For the whole competition.
Okay. Aaron, I thought you said Curran. That's why it surprised me a little bit as well. 5'8"?
Chanel, and I'd have Kieran at half.
So he's playing two?
Yeah, well, I've got Perham at centre.
Oh, Perham.
Yeah.
I thought you said Kieran. Okay, sweet. This is getting confusing. Right, then halfback. Props. That's a forward pick. Hooker's a niggly one.
Yeah, so obviously there's not too many options at hooker. I would probably, if I could, just pull whoever played number 9 for reserve grade last week and give them a run. Anything to not have Jazz starting at hooker.
That's Sam Cocker, one?
Yeah, I'm not sure if he's playing at the moment. I didn't notice him out there last weekend. Props, you can't really do anything else except probably bring Bunty into the starting lineup. He probably deserves more minutes on his recent performances. Him and Parsi, who was very ordinary, I thought, after a massive game against the Eels. I was pretty disappointed in Ignatius against the Raiders. Just pretty poor numbers and not a lot of impact. But I'd drop Leeson back to the bench. He does his job, but I think Bunty.
Rotation. It's our only option, really, isn't it? That's who they are in terms of propping.
Yeah. I'd have Adam Blair and Pulu in the second row.
So would I. And then the old mate.
Well, I'd put Jazz
back.
I'd put Jazz back to lock, but.
Put Jazz back to lock. Lachlan Burr on the bench then?
Yeah, I'm going off him a bit, to be honest.
He's a little bit one dimensional.
But given who's available, he probably gets a spot on the bench. So him, Armel.
Curran.
Yeah, Curran. And I guess
Jackson Free get a run in the top grade.
Yeah, he's probably been a bit unlucky to miss out. We're running out of troops. There's plenty of guys on the injured
list. Yeah, thin squad.
TBA's number 17 is TBA. We'll tell you on 24 hours from game time.
Well, I think we agree that there's no room for Ashford, Beale,
Green and Parley at the moment.
Yeah, well, just not performing up to scratch, and you've got to try something. Obviously, it's not happening. They're trying nothing. just to bring ourselves back to reality. Elsewhere in the NRL this week, Rabbitohs blowing up over Sam Burgess's high tackle, grade 2 charge, ironed out Matt Moylan. I'm happy with that. He nailed him, and Moylan can't play this weekend, so it still looks bad in relation to Jake Trevoy that's getting off, but two wrongs don't make a right, so I think that's a fair punishment, and Burgess is a serial offender, so.
And that's he's just an idiot. And Trevoy, yeah, like you say, Trevoyovich, he was just, like, Burgess was the right call, Trevoyovich was wrong.
Mm.
It wasn't the other way around, or both of them the same.
100%. The other big news, roster-wise in the NRL, Jesse Ramien punted by Newcastle. I was immediately onto TWL's Facebook page to say, Peter O'Sullivan, get on the blower.
Yeah, it's a mixed reviews too, eh? I was surprised about that.
Yeah, a lot of people really into it, a lot of people dead against it. I can see, you know, he hasn't had a good year and maybe seems like a bit of a problem child, but, man, worth having a punt on if you could get him at a decent price.
Yeah. I like him. Forget about what he's done at Newcastle. That's not the player he is, and he's had some things going on by the sound of it the whole year. But, he is epic. Absolutely epic.
He's still made a ton of tackle breaks, even though he's been starved of the ball a fair bit. The Knights have been favouring that left-hand side with Pearce and Ponga, probably slightly understandably. You don't like to see a guy packing a sad because he's, you know, the game plan's not working his way, but...
That's one thing that would scare me off signing him, is like, well, if he can pack a sad like this here, he can do it anywhere.
Yeah, and he'd be in Auckland, and, you know, last thing you want is a guy who's taking up a key spot on your roster, pulling the pin halfway through the season, so...
Yeah.
Looks not, like the Storm...
Knights have handled it well. They're a good operation, the Knights, aren't they?
Yeah, it's not going too well on the field for them, I guess, no. Yeah. But, you know, they've stood their ground and...
They just make common sense calls.
Mm, yeah.
Nothing festers.
No, like, why keep someone who doesn't want to be there or who you're having a bit of a problem with?
Yeah, look at Peachy at the Titans. Mm.
Like,
what?
Yeah, he's still playing.
I know.
Now, it sounds like the Storm might try and get their hooks into Ramien, so yeah, that might just put the Warriors out of the running.
I reckon there's 6 teams after them, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't seen that we're one of them yet, which is somewhat disappointing.
Tigers, Dragons, I guess Sharks.
Yeah, Bulldogs, maybe.
Yeah,
Eels, I think, might have a dig. But, so, and I know we harp on about it, but Ashford has announced he's going to retire. We're letting Chris Satai go to Super League. So there's cap space is freeing up all over the show. We haven't really had to upgrade too many people for next year. Still no additions to the roster. There's no additions to the roster. None seemingly forthcoming either. Come on. Give us something. Go on, bring someone out of retirement or something. Just something to give us a bit of pizzazz.
Give Jake John Kerwin another contract. Just
He looks in good shape.
He does. He does. He's a good looking bloke. Mm. Yes. Who else? What else happened this weekend? Well,
a bit of a dud round, I thought. Sean Johnson and the Sharks still on the rise.
Yeah,
I thought he's been very good, Sean. And geez, the Sharks look a different outfit with it with Wade Graham.
God, he's a footy player. He's
my dream, all-time dream signing for the Warriors. He was brilliant the other night.
Yeah. Manly were good. I liked the Manly game.
Yeah, they were fantastic again. We played them this weekend. So rather than drag it out, we'll talk about some of these teams in the previews because those are long enough with us doing it as they are. you're ready to go straight into some Tales of Runea.
Yeah, yeah. Are we doing that now?
I think so. I think we're
ready. Yeah, sweet. Sorry. Yeah, right. Tales of Runea.
Do you have other plans or?
I thought you were about to do that. No, I just got a little confused.
Sorry, I should have seen you through the schedule beforehand.
No, it was Tales of Runea this week. After talking a little bit about Rod Wishart last week, it sort of pricked my mind. There's a player played at Runea, Shannon Limbaum. He grew up on the same street as me, actually. He's part of the Pitt Street Posse, or the PSP. He was built, he was a centre, he was a hard-running centre with massive thighs like Rod Wishart and just run real low. But Runea used to do, every year you'd play either Papanui or Parklands, either of them home and away sort of thing. Like one year Papanui would come over, next year Parklands, and we'd do vice versa and go to Christchurch. And one year we were over and we went to play Parklands Shirley or something, and we... the older team was always short on numbers. God, they were hopeless. And I think they were like the under-15s or under-16s, and we're in the under-13s. So they were short, so us little fellas had to go off and play in the older grade. And that was scary enough. We'd go up in this older grade, and one year we're playing Parklands, and all of a sudden this big biffo started breaking out, and Shannon Limbaum has got the whole team coming at him. And us little 13-year-olds are just sprinting the other direction, fully leaving him for it in the middle of this Fiore. But it was like a Bruce Lee movie. Each one of them would come at Shannon one at a time, and he just started mowing them all. But then it sort of come like a wave, and the reserves come on, and that was sort of scary for us. And then all of a sudden, all their mates on the sideline were coming on trying to beat him up. And in the end, there was like 40 dudes on the Shannon Limbaum and us young kids just sprinting the opposite direction. The funniest thing, though, when don't even know how, the ref got hold of, the ref managed to get it all calmed down, which was crazy in itself. And he calmed them down. And when he got it all sorted, he sent every one of their players off and we won by default.
Oh man, unheralded.
They were up like 40-0. They were smashing us. Got all set off, and thanks to Shannon Limbaum taking on a team by himself. If any of us had gone in, it may not have happened that way. So that we were probably smart and staying out. We got the win.
Yeah, good tactics there, Runea, under-15/13s.
Far out. I'll never forget that.
Oh, nice. I like that one. A bit more footy in that one than some of the more recent tales of Runea.
So. Jeez, those trips used to be funny. We'd get on a bus from Runea and you'd go over and someone would always pinch you. Someone would always pinch a porn mag from the Springfield Dairy. And then that would get passed around the bus. I remember one year some kid come on to some stolen durries and was like... He gave me like 6 packets of durries, and I was selling them all these durries to the older team. They were Pall Red filterless.
Filterless?
And they got across. Yeah, filterless. It was a kid, actually. It was a kid that I had got billeted with that was a mate from home, from Runea, and he'd come across these durries, which, of course, was stolen. And it wasn't until years later, I was like, Jesus, he burgled a dairy. That's the only way he got 10 bricks of filterless.
Jeez, these dodgy league kids back in the 90s.
Dude. Yeah, no, fun. Fun, though.
Good times. We'll have Tales of Runea back by popular demand, obviously, next week. I don't think it's carrying the podcast these days.
These days, the Warriors aren't doing anything to help it.
Yeah.
Someone's got it.
Yeah, come for the whinging about the Warriors. Stay for... Tales of Runea.
Yeah, I feel like our mood's been... We need to have a bit of fun in the review, don't we? That worried intro, that broke me a little bit. I was a little flat. Oh,
sorry, you made such a big deal about me lifting you up last week and brought you down. Well, you know, I guess it's just a reflection of the game, but we move on. It's always next week. And straight into round 21. Thursday night footy, Cowboys. Well, just a quick thank you to TAB for their ongoing support of this Warriors life. We'll give you the odds for each game And a little multi-tip for from me and Brad as well. Thursday night footy, Cowboys $1.97 favourites, outsiders, slight outsiders at home against the Broncos. Cowboys out of the running just about, I think. But they're about the same scenario as us. Can win all their games and maybe other results going their way, they could sneak in.
I don't know. I'm going Broncos.
I like the Cowboys here at home.
They
were very poor against the Tigers last week. Got a hiding. But at home, they're a different proposition. And they generally have been showing a bit of grit lately. Broncos still all over the place. Hammered by Melbourne last week. Yeah, I like the Cowboys here. Broncos playing for their season, though, but yeah.
Yeah, we're starting with a sniff at the Cowboys win, aren't we? We need the Broncos to come back.
Yeah.
Where are the Cowboys? Are they behind us?
1 point behind us, so...
So they'll jump us. Damned if you do. Catch 22.
Yeah. But Broncos, 2 points ahead of us, I think. if we're still even thinking about Warriors potentially making some crazy run.
We have money in our pocket.
Yeah. I'm going to go the Cowboys to kick off my multi. What about you?
Bronx.
Okay.
One of our multis is dead Thursday evening at about 11 o'clock.
Oh, man. You know you've got a poor record going against me on Thursday night.
I do. I really, that's one thing that's weighing on me here. But what if I go Cowboys now and the Broncos win? I can't.
You got to go with your initial instincts. Friday night footy kicks off Warriors $2.75 outsiders against Manly, and
for good reason.
Yeah, I won't be having a piece of that. $2.75. No. There's no, I can't justify risking that. Not even with a point start.
One thing that I didn't realise that's even crazy about Trbojevic's winning streak this year, that includes the State of Origin games as well.
Jeez, he did. He won both of them too.
Yeah, he was out injured. I was looking at it. Yeah. So it's not only every single league game he's participated in this year, he's won.
That's nuts. And he absolutely came back from injury, tore the Warriors apart in Christchurch to steer the Seagulls to their first win this season in round three. I was there for that and it was very dismal. Quite reminiscent last weekend, actually. And
yeah,
it's on the way Manly are playing. It's hard seeing anything not similar to that, unless the Warriors really turn up to dig in.
Nah, this is a top two. Manly are playing like a top one or two team at the moment. They are right up there with the guns. They're going to be way too strong.
Yeah, they've been outstanding defensively. They've been great. They crushed Newcastle last week. Cherry Evans on fire, but the whole 17. The guys that you hadn't heard of before this season or didn't really rate, they're all in tremendous form.
How's old lovely Trent? How's old Trenty coming out? Said it's all partly to do with him.
Oh my!
He's come out and said he's got a role. He had a role to play in the success of this year's Manly team.
Man, that's embarrassing.
Sure, shut up, Trent.
Oh man, it's like, I don't know, Mark Graham coming out and saying he had a role in the Warriors finishing in the finals last year.
Isn't it crazy? He must be a long way down the pecking order now. He didn't even get mentioned for Gold Coast, did he?
Yeah, very early on, but I don't think he was ever in contention. I think his only hope is getting in with the old boys at the Dragons and stepping in for Paul McGregor eventually.
Oh yeah, that's
the favourite son, point. Prodigal son returns. But yeah, that's not going to help his cause. Trying to make up fanciful things like that. Manly really like the way they're playing. Huge opportunity for them this week as well. Just looking at the ladder, they're sitting in fifth, but they're only 2 points behind the Roosters, Raiders, and Rabbitohs. Rabbitohs have to play the Storm, and the Roosters and Raiders play each other. So, the Seagulls if they, well, assuming they win, they can find themselves an equal third this week.
Shit.
Mm.
What can the world? I don't know. Yeah, this team. It sucks that we're here talking about Manly so much, but there's nothing to talk about the Warriors. We have got no faith at all in them at the moment. It's horrible.
Well, what is the most exciting thing about the Warriors right now as it stands? Probably Chanel Harris-Tavita and his continued development.
Yeah, that's about that. Poor Roger never fails.
Yeah, Roger may be jagging a Dally end point to probably, unless the Warriors are going to win three or four of their last five games, he's probably going to be out of the running for the Dally end medal, I think, now.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be real tough for him. The funny thing is, this team isn't far off being a great team. There's just a few, there's three or four key players. There's three or four players missing. You've got Ken and Old Mate at the back. What if I just, Roger at the back. Tavanga's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
Hiku's pretty solid.
Yeah.
There's six or seven of the team there. You just need to build a little puzzle around them. Don't need a full clean out, just a little tidy up.
Yeah, good point. It'll be
like a skit. Yeah, don't need a skit. You just need a wheelie.
Yeah. love that analogy. You're dead right though. The bones of a good team are there. It's just whether the club is going to admit that they've cocked up the roster, generally speaking, mm-hmm. and are willing to make the changes. Kearney certainly stuck solid all year with the same guys, just about. He's been very, very reluctant to make changes. Whether the, you know, Brian Smith and the way the roster's turned out reeks of Brian Smith's influence.
It does, and I never, ever liked, when he got signed with it, I wasn't keen on that when he came to the club anyway. He's got a long history of failure, that dude.
Well, it's seen reading between the lines, he was a massive reason, you know, the club was willing to let Johnson go. You don't make a decision like that without, you know, your head of football, especially someone like Brian Smith having a big input. He's the same guy that had about 40 different halfbacks in 10 years at
Parramatta.
None of them played more than 40 games. John Simon was there. Longest-serving halfback during his time there.
What happens next year if they don't get more squad members, and then this team does the same thing under Kearney, and he can't try anything else? All of a sudden, mid-season next year, there's going to be all this coach talk about sacking him, and then maybe another 18 months of disruption, sorting out a new coach and him building a new squad. It could snowball into something terrible this fall at the moment.
Yeah, well, it's got to be some sort of changes, and you just wonder where they're going to come from. Good that they've done, that they did last year, the club was probably at its strongest point on a whole, on and off the field. And it's just been a bit of a disaster. And it all started with forcing Sean Johnson out just quietly. It's all snowballed from there.
Yeah,
but
that was such a strain. Yeah. But that's that, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're not going to beat Manly this Friday.
No, I'd love Manly to be proven wrong. The win. I think even $1.40, that's a nice little multi-booster there.
Yeah.
Not that I'd be obviously going for the Warriors, so I might just leave this game out. But yeah, it's probably one of the very few times a season where I just can't have zero confidence that we're going to win the game.
I think this is the second time you've done this, yeah. And I think the other time you bet against them, who was that?
I think it was the Storm game on Anzac Day. I couldn't see them winning. They had a bunch of guys out and had been playing terribly.
That's right.
And they were heroic. So this is the thing, that this year when you least expect them to turn up with something amazing.
What do you mean this year?
Well, yeah, generally.
Every year, the Warriors, you expect them to fail and they produce, and then when you expect them to produce, they fail. Far out.
Just some genuine guts, and that's what we'd like to see this weekend. Some real passion, especially in front of do it for the people that are going to drag themselves out there. They'll probably struggle to get 8,000 there this weekend after last week, but there will be fans there, and do it for them.
Yeah, I reckon. I watched that, you know, that third part of this, what's that, Warriors 25 years or whatever.
Yeah.
And it had quite a bit on the fans that go there every week.
Mm.
And far out, there's that old boy, and he must have been a factory worker or something. And every time he looks at the schedule at the start of the year and then books in all his annual leave days so he can have that day off for the footy.
Yeah.
And then he starts getting ready at like 8 in the morning. This dude's going to be doing that this Friday. Get out there and frigging win the game for him. Yeah. Jesus.
They're the real heroes. They're the real club guys. Yeah.
They really are. They're more of a team. They're more the team than the players on the field, those dudes.
100%. And I feel like that has almost been lost a bit with the... Everything went so well this year. They were quite happy to let some guys go. They came in the season, David Fusatura, and all of a sudden Fusatura and Solomon Okata were the longer serving players at the club. And I think they lost a bit of club's identity.
And Fusatura isn't playing much better than Carter did, really.
He's had probably the form-wise the poorest season of his career, unfortunately, Fuss. Few injuries too, but...
Golly, we're back down again. Who's the next game Friday night?
The tip's Manly. Panthers versus Sharks is the... Oh, I'm quite interested in this one. I definitely like seeing Penrith go down to the Bulldogs on the weekend.
That was good. That was real good. And... I'd love them to go down to the Sharks.
Mm.
Sharks look good. Sharks look real good.
Yeah, geez, it only takes a game or two to turn things around. They're fantastic against South. Gave them a real hiding, actually. And some of the... Dugan actually played well. He's had to shift to fullback with Moylan out. But, you know, it's all good. Saifiki comes back onto the wing. Josh Morris into the centres. Bronson Cherry looks fantastic. The speeds, the Johnson's playing well. Wade Graham's back and on fire, Brighton Nakora. So, yeah, I like their chances here. The Panthers are actually $2.23 outsiders at home. Interesting, but they've lost a couple on the trot.
They were never as good as the form made out. This is the real couple of weeks.
Big game for both teams. Panthers fell out of the eight with Cronulla moving back into the eight in the back of last week's results, so they'll switch again obviously if the Panthers get up. So huge game in the context of both team seasons.
I'm gonna go Sharks and stuff.
It'll be a bit of a slugfest. Sharks 1-12, I think, probably a good option.
Is that where you're going?
Just to squeeze a bit more value out. Super Saturday kicks off with Dragons, $1.35 favourites. Very short, despite the fact that they're only playing the Titans. This is a Jubilee Oval. Titans 58-6 last week against the Roosters. Man, that was pretty ugly. And the Dragons, I think now they've won two of their last 12. The Dragons lost to the Eels last week. Wasn't the worst performance ever, but yeah, this is a real game between two strugglers.
God, yeah, the Titans were terrible. I said to Tracy with about 33 minutes left on the board, I go to Tracy, I was like, this is going to get to 60. And she's like, no, it's not. I said, watch this, will get to 60. And then I missed the conversion. Uh-huh. And I knew that conversion when it was about 36-something points. I knew that was going to hurt my prediction. I just knew it. But yeah, no, the Titans, they were not there. They were not there at all, poor buggers.
Yeah, it's... Geez, I wonder if Justin Holbrook is having second thoughts. Not much to like about anything.
With the Titans at the moment.
Dude, they've got some good players. You run through their list. They've got, you know, Jai
Arrow, they have.
Proctor, Nathan Peets, Ash Taylor, you know, Callum Watkins. Brimson's a great young talent, but it's not happening.
Where's that big man child, Shannon Boyd?
I think he is on the injured list again. So he hasn't been a good signing at all for the Titans.
Curious
to them. What was that?
I thought it was a curious signing. Anyway, I don't reckon he's that great.
No.
A big powder puff.
Yeah, very lucky to get a test jumper a couple of years ago. He did some good front rows. But certainly not on his own as far as Titans recruits, not living up to their pay packet. Man.
I'm going to look forward to watching this one, though.
Yeah, it could be interesting. Who's your tip, though?
I don't know. The Dragons' halves might be the difference.
Would have been Hunt.
Yeah.
Norman Forbes.
I'd like the Titans to win.
Yeah, same.
I'm going to go Titans. I'm going to go Titans. I'd actually rather them win than the Dragons.
Yeah, paying over $3 too. That's pretty tempting.
Are they? Gee whiz, you going there as well?
Yeah, have to.
Yeah.
Need to make some of this, going to chase the dragon a bit with, pardon the pun, because we're talking about Dragons game, but after a few tough multi losses in the last couple of weeks.
Last pretty terrible, wasn't it?
Yeah, didn't go well at all. Well,
haven't even touched on that. Not by accident either.
Yeah, just bury that one in the memory bank. Second game on Saturday, Parramatta, Newcastle. Eels, $1.57 favourites. They love playing at Bankwest Stadium. Newcastle, the bottom's fallen out of their season. It's quite unbelievable.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
It's weird. It is weird. Eight weeks ago or so, or 10 weeks ago, this would be a game that I'd be pumped for.
Yeah, game of the season.
Yeah, absolutely. Two electrifying teams, but not much longer. I do think Newcastle will bounce back this week, though.
They'll be better, surely. Eels still not super convincing, but they're doing the job.
That's sort of bitten and farting along still.
But the sight of blue and gold jerseys might inspire the Knights to something. It was at Newcastle against the Eels in round 7 that the Knights snapped a 5-match losing streak earlier this year and went on that big run that had everyone talking them up as possible title contenders. But yeah, 5 losses on the trot again, deja vu.
Have they?
Out of the 8, not looking likely to play finals footy. A win here though could flip things on its head, because the you'd think Parramatta are probably going to get there in 6th. Sharks are starting to look good. They'll probably take 7th or jump up to 6th. But that last spot, man, there's going to be a shit team playing finals footy this year. Tigers, Broncos, Knights, Warriors, all in the mix.
Yeah, you're right. That 8th position, they're not going to be there. They'll be there 1 week only. There's going to be no upset from 8th, well, I don't think.
The team that finishes 5th is either going to be probably Rabbitohs, Manly, or the Raiders. So, yeah, 8th place teams on hiding to nothing.
Yeah, they are. I'm going Newcastle, though.
Are you? Okay.
Yeah.
I've got to take the Eels. They've been doing enough to suggest that they've won, looking at it now, 5 of the last 6.
Have they? Yeah, they just haven't been exciting me for some reason. Yeah, this is for no reason. Yeah, I'm just doing it. I'm just doing it, man.
Okay,
I'm a risk taker.
Jeez, you're wild.
Yeah.
Moving on to the last game on Saturday. Bulldogs, $2.35 outsiders. Jeez, I like that value, against the Tigers. Now, this one's at ANZ. But, yeah, Bulldogs coming off a pretty gutsy win over Penrith. Tigers moved into the 8 with a good win last week, and a couple of wins in a row, but still not convincing at all.
No, I'm going Bulldogs here. I'm going Bulldogs. A little upset.
Yeah. Dallin Watene-Zelezniak, outstanding against his former club. Love seeing it with the player when they go up against their former club, particularly if they've left under a bit of a cloud. Come up big against their former side, and that's what Dallin did last week. He was amazing.
Yeah, he went down on my sort of register a little bit with all that shit that went down at the start of the year. But he has swung me straight back in around again to being a fan. He is playing out of his skin.
Mm.
He's throwing his guts out, and it's dragging a few players along with him.
Yeah, some of these young guys are going good, and they've got players out. Yeah, like, you look at that lineup. And Dallin is, you know, almost looks like the number one marquee player leader in the team.
Yeah.
And he's playing like it.
Yeah, imagine they had a half-decent squad if they could have put this heart into a good team.
Yeah.
That'd be unstoppable.
A young side. Dallin's still young. Things are looking up for the Bulldogs.
They are, and it looks like they're going to buy a couple of players next year.
Yeah.
They'll still attract decent players.
Yeah. Tigers.
Hey, you go.
I'm going to go Bulldogs here. There's just something not convincing me about the Tigers.
Same. I smell a rat.
They'll turn up at, somewhere like Leichhardt and the big crowd getting behind them, but an empty ANZ stadium. I think the Bulldogs are the value here. Moving on to Sunday, we've got Raiders. Oh, geez. Blockbuster Sunday. Clear your schedule.
It is. Finally.
Raiders. Roosters. That's kicking off at 4 o'clock. Raiders are slight outsiders, $1.97. At home, though, it's a huge game against the Roosters. If the Raiders really want to prove themselves as a genuine title contender, a win over the Roosters definitely wouldn't hurt.
Yeah, those Roosters, that Rooster team last week, some of those tries were gorgeous. Gee, how old is Brett Morris looking? He's aging quicker than Gus Gould at the moment. Look, 60 sometimes coming back.
It's not holding him back, though. Got the hat trick, 153 tries.
And on the hat trick, like, there was the other little 1%ers he was doing, forcing people in goal for repeat sets. Just clever little plays as well. He single-handedly, he was amazing that first half.
So both sides of coming off massive thrashings of also-ran teams like the Warriors and Titans. Just a blockbuster in the sun in Canberra. I can't wait for this one.
I'm going to chuck a roast on. I might slow cook a pork shoulder or something, mate. And just a bit of pulled pork and some buns and some butter dripping down the chin. Jeez, can of pale ale. Shit.
I'm coming down to Dunedin this week. I might have to stay on an extra day and come around to your place for that, mate.
Oh, shit. Yeah. That should be a ripper. Nick Cochran. Who are you going? Who do you like?
I do like them, and I think they can get up at home. Nick Cotrick's back. That's a big in for them. I don't know. This is anyone's, but I'm happy to back the Raiders at home.
Gee, we've got a few different here this week. I'm jumping on the Roosters, after that game last week.
Yeah, okay. Could come to blows if I do come around for that pulled pork.
Oh, at least one of our multis definitely going to be dead in that game anyway, so it won't. At least it won't be fighting over money.
Yeah, that's right. And then the round finishes off with another blockbuster, although the South's recent form has taken the wind out of the sails. They're $2.55 outsiders against the Storm. This one's up in Gosford. Storm, red hot. Rabbitohs showing the sort of form that I've kind of been expecting from them. I think they're actually in just half a notch below the Raiders and Manly at the moment.
I think so. They're fifth position in terms of form.
Yeah, they were pretty ordinary against Cronulla, and there's just some holes in that lineup. They obviously weren't counting on Greg Inglis leaving. James Roberts hasn't been that great since arriving. Dan Gagai can't find his origin form, so they've got a pretty ordinary back five as far as the top teams go. Solid pack, but Sam Burgess is out, so we'll be out.
Do you reckon Greg Inglis, if he gets his head right, I wouldn't be surprised if he came back to Souths.
Well, someone actually DM'd the TWL Facebook page and said, "What about the Warriors having it? If he was willing to come back to the NRL, what about getting Greg Inglis?" I can't see it happening, but I'll take him at the moment.
God, yeah, definitely. But yeah, chances are. God, we just can't get any. No one wants to come over here. No one wants to come join this mess.
We've got to stop talking about them. back to this, Rabbitohs versus the Storm. The Storm are just such a well-oiled machine. I don't think they lost any cachet from their Golden Point loss to Manly. That was still a good performance, and last week just put the cleaners through Brisbane. I reckon they'll do this fairly comfortably in Gosford on Sunday.
Yeah, team for team, cross the park, Storm have got it all over these guys, so I'm definitely with the Storm.
Yeah.
On that one, I don't even look forward to watching that one either. It's two teams that I don't really like watching go around. So.
Pesky time, 6 p.m. on a Sunday kickoff.
You'll
be wrangling the kids and
wrangling yeah. for getting the dinner ute sorted out for work.
And yeah. Anyway.
Hard life. Mm. You got any stats corner this week after all those games?
Yeah, it's probably a little bit jumping the gun a little bit, but it's all I've got prepared, so I am going to bust it out. Just so if we lose this weekend, you can pretty much definitely say mathematics and everything included that we're going to miss the finals. That will really show what this squad is made of if they're out of the race and what they serve up in the last 4 weeks, because they've got Cronulla, South, Roosters and Canberra, all teams massively in the premiership race. The Warriors have not won a game after mathematically slipping out of the finals race since 2009. So how's that for a stat for you? In that 2009 season, they managed a round 24 win over the Raiders, who were also out of contention, and that was their only win in the final 7 rounds of that season. You've seen the way that the Warriors dropped their bundle once they're out of the reckoning late in the season. We had 7 match losing streak in 2012, another one in 2015, and was it an 8 match losing streak to finish 2017?
Those other years we've had better squads.
Yeah, and we've lost our last two. It could be, you'd have to say, you know, it's even money or shorter that we're going to finish on a 7-match losing streak. It'd just be absolutely gut-wrenching.
Oh, that's putting us down wooden spoon territory.
Yeah, the only thing that'll save us is probably that the Titans probably can't win another game and... although we did back them this week. but yeah, if you're not going to be in the finals race, all you want to see is a bit of fight, and that's a shocking statistic to not win a game, you know, and they've slipped out of the race fairly early a few times, and to not win a game, just finishing on those long losing streaks. Other clubs find a way to jag a heartening win to boost their fan spirits somewhere along the line. There's not that many clubs that finish on a massive losing streak to finish the season. No. It's happened to us a lot. So they've got to find something. Win or two over a good side. It's non-negotiable, really.
Yeah. Gee, that's shocking stats after mathematical. How often have we been mathematically? How often has it come down to that last? Why are we always mathematically?
Yeah, I know. Sick of mathematics.
Do you know one thing that I've just noticed that we've just skipped across without even realising? Just swinging back to that Raiders-Roosters game. Do you know what that also is?
What?
That's a TWL Shield challenge.
It is too. Raiders picking up the Shield from Penrith a couple of weeks back and they'll put it up for the first time. Oh, geez, what a challenge.
What a first up.
Yeah. So that just adds an extra edge to it. I'm sure the players will be fired up. Kelly,
it's a big occasion.
Yeah, I'll say.
TWL Shield.
He'll be taking Monday off for sure.
Shit, yeah. Oh, well, that's good.
That's a nice note to finish on. We won't go back to those Warriors stats. We'll just, look forward to the weekend of footy. Hope to see something from our boys. And, see you next week, team. Have a good one.